Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. And as always, we are grateful to turn to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, Stargazers, all you early risers can catch the planetary ensemble of Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the southern sky before dawn. Also, look out for Venus in the western evening sky. The moon this week continues to wane, and by week's end, we will have a return to nice dark skies.
And this week, I understand that despite a lot of things obviously being canceled or postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic, there is actually a pretty big mission you've got news on that's moving forward.
Yeah, and it's a surprise to hear that a major NASA mission to Mars is running on time. And not only that, it will be launching this July to make a rendezvous with the red planet in January. The goal is to land a large rover called Perseverance on the Martian surface on a multi-year mission to explore the red planet.
And considering NASA shut down some of their other operations, what makes this one special, Chris?
Well, it's all about timing. This launch window is critical to placing the spacecraft on a trajectory that will get it to Mars in around 6 months. If we miss this window, the next one won't be for about 2 more years. And in fact, it might cause the mission to be scrubbed altogether.
And things like the James Webb Space Telescope, I'm guessing, not such a critical deadline?
That's right. James Webb, for example, can be launched any time because it's going to operate at a point in space between the planets. The problem with rover missions is that you have to time them with the orbits of the planets and make sure you can hit a moving target using a finite amount of fuel. Imagine shooting a bullet at a target on the moon and hitting a bullseye while sat in the bed of a moving truck. But not only that, the bullet has to hit in 6 months at approximately noon on a Sunday. That's the kind of operation we're dealing with.
Sounds like a good movie. And we know we'll get an update on it from you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.